The sermon text that has been chosen for our meditation and comfort and encouragement today is from Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Although I only had the privilege of meeting Mama a few times, Sue reminded me this week that she saw me a lot more than I saw her. She faithfully watched the videos of our sermons and church services online each week. So in a sense, as you put it, I was her pastor for the last couple of years. And she saw me, of course, a lot more than I saw her. But one of the times I did meet Mama in person was, and I think this was the first time I met her, was at her son Richard's memorial service. I was told that she really did enjoy that service and appreciated the service and enjoyed the words of the sermon that day because what I had preached about was Jesus. She said, I want my funeral, I want my service to be like that, all about Jesus. So I think that Mama would be very happy with the message and the worship service today. For while we are gathered here in loving memory of Elaine, above all, we want to emphasize the most important person here that we are remembering, and that is Jesus. The text that has been chosen for our comfort and our encouragement for today was just that one short verse, but a very powerful verse from the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Romans. And he wrote by inspiration from God, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Especially in times of tribulation and loss, our Savior encourages us through his Apostle Paul to rejoice, persevere, and pray. Rejoicing in hope, that's the first phrase in that verse. Rejoice even in death? Yes. In Jesus, the resurrection and the life, there is rejoicing even in death. We can rejoice because of Jesus. Because of his life, his resurrection, Mama is with Jesus. We can rejoice that because of Jesus, we will see her again in heaven as well. That gives us great reason to rejoice. And as this same Apostle Paul once wrote in Philippians, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. That is the key phrase, in the Lord. Paul actually wrote those words from prison. He wasn't rejoicing in his circumstances. He wasn't rejoicing because he had everything he wanted in his earthly life and could see all of his loved ones at that time. His joy was in the Lord. Our joy is in the Lord as well. Jesus also gives us true peace in our hearts. Jesus said the night before he was crucified, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And later in that same chapter, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The second phrase in this verse from Romans chapter 12 tells us to be patient or persevering in tribulation. The Greek word that's used there in that verse means to endure, to continue firm, to persevere. It's a word that comes from a word that means to remain behind when others depart, to refuse to flee, to hold out, to stand one's ground, to endure. Does that sound like Mamaw or what? By God's grace, she was enduring and persevering, and endured and persevered for 97 years of this life. That life for certain held many joys and blessings for her. As you will hear in her obituary, she was a remarkable and very gifted woman. But her life was also filled with trials and hardships, as all our lives contain as well. But through it all, the good times, the bad times, the blessings, the difficulties, the Lord was with her, blessing her, guiding her through His Word, which in the last months of her life she was able to listen to constantly and draw comfort and spiritual strength from, as well as anyone else who was in earshot of her Bible recording player. Paul concludes our verse with these words, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Mamaw definitely took those words to heart. As you've told me, she prayed for everyone. She prayed for people on their birthdays, on their anniversaries, on special occasions, many different moments for many different people throughout her life. She was definitely steadfast in prayer. I would say her prayer life was one to emulate. A reminder that we can turn to Jesus in this time of loss, any time of grief, in times of loneliness and sadness, at any time, in any circumstance. As that familiar hymn states, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. You shared with me that Mamaw also once wrote, and this will be read in the obituary as well. She wrote these words. She said, "My deepest prayer, O Lord, is to know You and to serve You all the days of my life." Well, thanks be to God that He did answer her deepest prayer. And thanks be to God that because He sent Jesus for Mamaw and for all of us, she is now serving God in heaven's perfect joy and peace forever. Amen.